AP News for this Christmas Day. I'm Jackie Quinn. Hazardous driving conditions in parts of the country, with accumulating snow and ice in the Midwest and Great Plains. Most of Nebraska and South Dakota are facing blizzard conditions, says National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Pretty broad area of heavy snow forecast, mostly across South Dakota and Nebraska, where totals today are expected to be anywhere from 6 to 12 inches, but with the wind blowing around, there'll be some drifting snow.
Rain is in the forecast for travelers along the eastern seaboard. Southwest Airlines reports dozens of flight cancellations today and many delays this weekend. Southwest canceled hundreds of trips, ruining holiday plans for some. The airline says dense fog in Chicago was partly to blame. After a deadly day of fighting in Gaza, Egypt has presented a ceasefire proposal. More from our Julie Walker.
Israel and Hamas have given cool public receptions, but the longstanding enemies stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether, which calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank.
Ukraine's president says his military downed two Russian fighter jets last night, saying it sets the right mood for the entire year ahead. Ukraine celebrated Christmas today instead of following the later Russian calendar. President Biden today spoke with troops from each military branch, sending them holiday greetings and thanks from Camp David. In both Colorado and Florida, suspects remain at large after mall shootings in both states that each claimed one life. Actor Mike Nussbaum has died. He appeared in films including Field of Dreams and Men in Black. This is AP News. If you've opened your holiday gifts, chances are good that you've received a gift card or two, second only to clothing. They're the most popular gift item this year, reports our Rita Foley.
Americans are expected to spend nearly $30 billion on gift cards this holiday season. According to the National Retail Federation, restaurant gift cards are the most popular. They make up one-third of those sales. Most of those gift cards will be redeemed.
But be sure to use them. Some come with expiration dates, or their value diminishes over time. Not too many people went to the movies on Christmas Eve, but the top-selling film of the weekend was Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. It brought in $28 million, with more expected today. The movie Wonka came in second. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.